Coaches Insight programs continuing here tonight, Care 93.7, continuing to talk about the Atchison Phoenix and the great start now for the boys' side as head coach Pat Battle joins us, brought to you by Amberwell Health. Coach, four games in, a 4-0 record this past week, wins over Eudora and Ottawa most recently. Is there anything specific you can kind of point to for this early season success?
Well, they're doing a lot of good things. First and foremost, I just think that we're playing really well defensively. I know that 74-67 last night may not look like that, but Ottawa's got a really powerful offense. They have eight different kids in the first three games have hit a three-pointer. So they're very explosive. I was glad we brought our offense with us a little bit too, because they were really good. They're going to win a lot of games. But I really do think that on the overall, when you look at the scope of the season thus far, how well we're defending has been a huge key to us. And it's also triggering us being able to get out in transition and get some easy baskets. And that was really, I felt, the thing that allowed us to break through last night against Ottawa. Just a lot for Eudora as well. I mean, we played really well defensively against Eudora.
Yeah, and that's even the game before last Friday, as you mentioned there, against Eudora. Eudora's a ranked team in Class 3A, and you look at them, or actually 4A, excuse me, they're number six. Real quick, before we kind of dive into it a little bit more, one, do you know that your team is ranked this week?
I heard that yesterday when the kids told me. I really hadn't been, you kind of keep your nose to the grindstone and just work on the next opponent. Some of the kids were mentioning that we are. And that's a tremendous honor. It's a credit to the kids. It's a credit to the work that they put into it. So I'm very happy for them, but it's still very, very early. Yeah, there's a lot of basketball to be played. And in the end, where we hope to go, rankings aren't going to matter until the final rankings come out. So it's a marathon, not a sprint. And so while that's a nice honor here early, we want to just keep focusing on getting better.
Yeah, and you mentioned, again, we talk a little bit about the Ottawa game, 74-67 on Tuesday, a little more offensive-minded, but the game prior, as we mentioned, last Friday against Eudora, that was a 47-40 final. Eudora, again, as we mentioned, a team that is ranked in 4A. That was more the style maybe that you guys are trying to play at this year?
I wouldn't say that. I really think we want to get out and play up tempo. Eudora does a really good job of controlling tempo, and they certainly wanted to play a half court game. I felt they were missing one of their players that's really good as well. So the whole key is, I think what's good news here is that we've discovered that we can play an up tempo game and compete well. And then when it's a grinded out half court style basketball game, that we can play that too. So that's good news.
So maybe that scenario against Eudora, that was a case where they maybe got you out of your comfort zone a little bit and made you had to work maybe in a different way to get that win.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's, and then last night you had a different type of opponent too, against Ottawa that was able to get in, that really pushes it in transition. They shoot it very well. And so, being able for us to be able to play in both those settings, both those styles is good news that shows our versatility.
Atchison does pop into the rankings this week in 4A at number five, and you get your first conference game here on Friday. It'll be the final game for you on the 2022 portion of the schedule. You get Casey Sumner Academy. It's a little bit different flavor in the league this year with the addition of Highland Park, who's currently the number two ranked team in 5A. That's the team you'll see right out of the gate in 23 on January 6th. But let's talk about Sumner for a minute. How much do you know about them, and what kind of ball game do you expect with them tomorrow night?
Know them pretty well. They play a lot of different styles of basketball, and so you've got to kind of, they're tough to prepare for, because they'll either come out and they'll play full court trapping man to man, and you've got to get prepared for that, or they'll sit in the zone too. And so you don't know what you're going to get with them. I can tell you what you are going to get for sure is they've got two great athletes, that are guards that shoot the ball well. They're very good at getting to the rack. They're strong. They play with a lot of power. And it will be a battle for us, being 4-0, but we also know the road ahead, and the road ahead is challenging. We've got four really good teams in our league when you're looking at Sumner, Highland Park, and then, mix in Harmon and Washington as well. So I really feel that, the road ahead is a pretty big challenge, but I feel that our kids, I'm confident that our kids are up to the challenge.
Yeah, we've talked before, even before we started going here tonight, about Highland Park, how they're number 2 in 5A, and you mentioned them as a potential Final Four team and a caliber team that could go on to win a state championship at the 5A level. So it's going to be a very difficult stretch again with Sumner tomorrow night, Highland Park, first game back from break on January 6th, and then Washington after that. So it's an important stretch. How do you utilize the extra time during the break real quick?
In a lot of cases, what we do is we'll take this first phase and we'll kind of evaluate at what's working, what's not, what areas we can look to improve, certainly. And then, you know, what does our playbook look like, you know, from a standpoint of offensively and defensively, and how can we improve on those things as we get ready for this next phase? I really kind of to break the season down into quarters, and we're going to be finishing the first quarter. And then the next part is from early January to mid-season tournament. Then you've got the stretch run, and then, of course, the playoff run. So we'll be evaluating that. Of course, you know, I'm a big believer in fundamentals, and so it will be back to that a lot, too, and just making sure that we're better at the things that we need to be better at.
Great stuff. Atchison boys basketball coach Pat Battle, even better on the floor. Team off to a 4-0 start. Big win over Ottawa on a Tuesday this week, 74-67. They'll get Sumner tomorrow night. And then the first game out the gate in 2023, number 2 Highland Park in Class 5A. Should be a lot of fun as we continue the grind here from December to January. Coach, we appreciate it again very much. Good luck tomorrow night against Sumner. We'll talk to you here in a couple weeks.
Sounds good. Thank you, and happy holidays.